You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Yesterday's Mindbender was about people who buy things on late night television. And we recognize that for many of you who have made purchases, say at 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night or in the morning, that it's possible it might have been influenced by alcohol.
Some hooch, yeah.
We understand that that does happen. So we thought it might be kind of funny to follow up on yesterday's Mindbender with a segment called What Did You Purchase After a Few Too Many?
Yeah, while you were intoxicated. What'd you buy? It could have been, you pick up the phone and call, you know, the MyPillow company. And 2 weeks later, you got like 14 MyPillows at your house.
But they're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable, apparently. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you, your thumbs start working and you get onto your phone and you get on Amazon or eBay. And next thing you know, I posted this question on our Facebook page and somebody said that she purchased a $1,700 Tiffany necklace while drunk. Erica says, not that this is a bad thing, but the ASPCA caught me during an emotional intoxicated minute. So obviously she was drinking. Maybe that Sarah McLachlan commercial came on.
Sure.
She's like, I'm donating.
Mm-hmm.
There's another woman with a ring. I will say, I had friends over one night, and what we tend to do is we go down to the basement and we have a couple and just kind of reminisce and we listen to music, a lot of music. And I was in a pretty strong Neil Diamond phase at one point.
Yeah.
And we had the Neil Diamond going, had a few too many to drink, and I got onto the eBay and ordered a life-size Neil Diamond cardboard cutout that I have standing in my office at home. I believe it was like $30 on eBay and it arrived. You know, like a week later, I'm like, what the hell did I order?
He'll be your friend forever.
Forever, right. Mm-hmm. So
I remember being at a friend's house and in, you know, sometimes there's exercise equipment in a room where it doesn't really seem to fit.
Sure. Oh,
like
yeah.
It doesn't really go there. Uh-huh. And I think they saw me looking at it kind of funny and she laughed. She goes, honest to God, she goes, I bought that when I had a little bit too much wine, and the advertisement came on TV, and I'm sitting there slurping down my wine.
I need to work out more.
I got to have this. It was like a combination elliptical Stairmaster doohickey thingamajig, you know, and it supposedly was supposed to store so easily. She's like, no, it's there. She goes, I don't know where else to put it. So I wonder how much exercise equipment is sold to drunk people.
Right, exactly. Like, this is it. I'll turn it over a new leaf.
You want to have some fun with us? It is a foggy fun Friday. And so we're opening up the phones with what did you purchase after a few too many? Come on now. You got to open up. Share with your boys in the morning.
Come on now.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. This is not something you want to wait and let other people call in. You must call in. Have a little chuckle. Fess up. What did you buy when you were a little intoxicated? Melody, you're up first. What did you purchase?
6 cases of moon cheese.
Moon cheese? What the heck is moon cheese?
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Moon cheese, it's dehydrated cheese. So you can get like Gouda cheese, mozzarella cheese, cheddar cheese.
So you have 6 cases of dehydrated cheese.
Did you say cases?
How many is in a case?
Cases.
A boatload.
I think there's 12 or something like that.
I'm reading about it right here. It says, satisfy your craving for something crunchy with this cheddar natural and crunchy cheese snack from Moon Cheese. They're cheese balls, Jeremy.
They're cheese balls, all right.
But they're gluten-free.
They're gluten-free and they're actual cheese, so it's not like eating like Cheetos or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah, it does say here.
I want to try this.
It says made with 100% real cheese.
Yeah, there's no other, like, I found them at Walgreens one time, and they were really, 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 really good.
And then you got drunk, you're like, I got to have more.
Let me ask you, how long did it take you to go through all those cases of moon cheese?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
I've been very good. I have not, I had to hide them, first of all.
You don't want to have to explain that to people, right?
I didn't want to have to explain it to my husband. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was expensive. They're $4.99 a bag. So
how much overall was it?
I don't remember.
Come on.
Yeah, no, just say it.
How much?
It was close to $500.
Oh, my God. In cheese.
Hold on a second. Melody, you just spent $500 on moon cheese?
On dehydrated cheese.
Because I couldn't find it anywhere. And it
you
got to
stock up, Dom.
$500 in moon cheese.
Oh, I bet you were constipated for months.
Melody.
Oh, I still have it, remember?
Right. Sure.
Why don't you drop a few off here at the radio station?
Yeah,
for
we'll
us.
Try it.
Melody, go have a great weekend. Have a fun weekend.
Thank you for calling. We need to move on.
That's so good. Let's see who's next. Pat. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Come
on. What did you buy when you had a few too many?
Plane ticket to Michigan, to Detroit, no less.
Why?
Yeah, well, my wife lives in Michigan. I live in Colorado. And so on Sunday nights when she's on her, Sunday night's like our last night before she goes back to Michigan.
Yeah.
Every other week, and or I'm going to Michigan.
Yeah.
Every other week. But anyway, Sunday nights, make a nice dinner, have a couple glasses of cocktails, and open some wine and do whatnot, and plan out when we're gonna be getting together again and do the ticket plans. And I'd forgotten that earlier in the week when I was busy just checking stuff off the list at work that I'd already booked that ticket, and we booked it for the same trip.
Trip. Yeah, so you double booked a flight while drunk.
Double booked a flight, yeah.
Oh, Pat.
Two notifications to check in, and I'm like, who the hell's traveling with me to Michigan?
Pat, go have a fun weekend, all right, buddy?
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks for... Yeah, thanks.
Later, for man. Being on.
That's funny. It's really good. This.
Here's Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
All right, so a few glasses of wine, and then what happened?
Actually, it was Rio Margaritas.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
An inflatable dinosaur costume.
Well, as you should.
Who doesn't need one, though?
Yeah, I mean, we even named him. His name's Russell.
Russell the blow-up dinosaur.
Yeah, he just shows up spontaneously,
I want to know, what led up to that purchase. What the conversation was going on at the Rio. And you're like, I'm ordering it. I'm ordering a blow-up dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. We saw there was one of those little, pedal party bike things. And
little rickshaw?
Someone was wearing one, and I felt that I needed one, too.
I also want to know what was going on in that situation.
I did, too. Yeah. It looked like they were having a great time.
Sure, yeah, why not?
Just sitting there.
In your defense, a lot of blow-up items are purchased when people are drunk.
Yeah,
so
right.
You go have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Morgan.
I will. Thank you. You, too.
Later. That's funny.
Hey, Rosie. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Rosie.
Uh-oh, your phone.
All right, hold on. Can you check with Rosie on line one for me, please? Here's, is it Desiree?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Desiree. What did you purchase with a little bit of alcohol in you?
Well, I got a 8-foot cardboard cutout of Will Ferrell.
Oh, there you go.
But I had it sent to my mom's house.
So she got it, and she's like, what the heck?
Yeah, she got it, and she called me, and she's like, your name is on this delivery slip thing. Why did you send this to me? I could not remember that I even sent it in the first place.
What a random thing to send to your mother. She's like, I thought you were a fan.
Right?
Mom will love this.
Yes. Obviously drunk me thought so.
Yeah.
Go have a fun weekend, Desiree.
Bye, Desiree.
Thanks, you too.
See ya.
That's great. Thank you for your calls.